USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy's calling it a big day for New Jersey as phase two of its reopening following the worst of the pandemic is kicking off. He's taken a lot of criticism from many people who say it's taken too long to get businesses going again. This morning, he says,
I just don't think we can responsibly go faster. We'll get there on indoor dining, casinos, which are a huge part of the economy, obviously, in our state, in Atlantic City. We'll get there, but we've got to do it responsibly.
Under this new phase, non-essential businesses can start letting customers inside, though customers and workers must wear masks. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says people who go to the president's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, later this week should wear masks as well. It will be the president's first rally in 3 months because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howell, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive the special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Supreme Court just handed LGBTQ workers a win, ruling that federal employment discrimination law covers them, meaning they can't be fired over sexual orientation or gender identity.
A medical examiner has ruled the police shooting of a black suspect who allegedly scuffled with Atlanta cops on Friday night a homicide, saying an autopsy finds he died of blood loss from two gunshot wounds. Police say Rayshard Brooks resisted arrest and tried to take an officer's taser after he was found passed out behind the wheel of a car in a Wendy's drive-thru. It's reignited protests that began 3 weeks ago when George Floyd was killed while in police custody in Minneapolis. Leading Democrats on Capitol Hill say both killings underline the need for law enforcement changes. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says his party is also crafting a police reform package.
We've been gathering ideas from all across our conference, across the nation, calling police chiefs. I've been on the phone with a lot of police chiefs.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump opens the week with a Twitter shot at his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden, the president tweeting that he has, in his words, done more in less than 4 years than Biden has done in more than 40, including for Black America. The president saying that Biden has been part of, in his words, every failed decision for decades. Protests over police brutality sparked by the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis have gone international now, as we hear from USA Radio's Jesse Edwards with a look at what's going on in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
And there are petition drives happening in southern states that are aiming to replace all of their Confederate monuments with statues of Dolly Parton in one case, and another effort to try to replace them with statues of Britney Spears. Change.org petitions noting that, quote, we must not glamorize those who do not deserve our praise and should honor true heroes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.